Welcome to the Carols of Christmas. Each day leading up to Christmas, I talk about a particular Christmas carol, explaining some of the history and background behind the carol, and then finally I sing a verse of it for you. Some will be familiar, and some probably not. But they all point us toward the true reason for the season, our Savior, Jesus Christ. My name is Michael DeYoung, and today we're going to be talking about Jingle Bells. Now, Jingle Bells is probably one you've heard before. It's one of the most popular Christmas songs in the entire world. So, probably don't need to tell you much about the song itself, but the history of the song, that you might not be so familiar with. So let's go ahead and dive into that a bit. The funniest thing about this particular Christmas song is that it didn't start out as a Christmas song at all. It wasn't written for Christmas. So let's talk a little bit about that. Its origins date back to the mid-19th century in the U.S. It was composed by a man named James Lord Pierpont, and he was a songwriter and music director who lived in Savannah, Georgia, and later in Boston, Massachusetts. And now, the song itself was originally titled A One-Horse Open Sleigh. So, you notice there in the title, nothing exactly Christmas about that. In fact, it was written for, you guessed it, or maybe not, Thanksgiving! Not Christmas. If you're familiar with the northeastern part of the United States, they get quite a bit of snow, and it's usually snowing before Thanksgiving. It was first performed in a church in Savannah in 1857 and later published in 1859. It quickly became very popular, and eventually people started using it more for Christmas rather than Thanksgiving. Oh well. A little bit more about Mr. Pierpont. So he was born in Boston, Massachusetts, and he was the son of a prominent Unitarian minister. He showed an early interest in music in his life and began learning at a very young age. In the early 1840s, he moved to California. You might guess the reason if you know the date. He was seeking his fortune in the gold rush, along there with many others. And while he was there, he worked as a musician and songwriter as well, and wrote several songs about California. However, his gold rush aspirations were not successful, and so he returned to the East Coast in the 1850s. So in 1857, he moved to Savannah, Georgia, where he worked as the church organist and music director there, and that's where he composed the One Horse Open Sleigh. So in addition to Jingle Bells, he's known for a few other songs, including We Conquer or Die, The Returned Californian, and a few others. However, if you really get down to it, Jingle Bells is the one that he is most famous for and the only one that is regularly performed today and covered by many, many different artists. He'd probably be very pleased to see how much this song has endured. And now a little bit of Jingle Bells. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Thank you for listening, and may God bless us, everyone.